Hey anime fans, are you tired of searching online for your favourite anime? Well, introducing Crunchyroll. With thousands of titles, ad-free streaming and new episodes weekly, it's your ultimate anime destination. Sign up now for your free trial using the link in the episode description, the show notes, where you'll find a whole world of anime to dive into, introducing new ones to you, new fan favourites or pop culture hits such as Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, One Piece and a whole lot more. Dive into Crunchyroll where anime lives. Hey fellow anime lovers, my fellow weebs, are you looking to add some flair to your collection, your everyday style, be it casual, dressed up or whatever? Then check out Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, my Etsy shop. Down in the description you'll find a link to the shop where you'll find adorable anime enamel pin badges, cool stationery and a whole lot more. We've got your anime obsession covered and we're based in the UK but we ship worldwide. Shop now down in the footer and let your inner weeb shine with Chibi Weeb merch. That's Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, your go-to for all things anime accessories. Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, and this week has been a very Funko-focused week. This week we saw the, what was it the weekend, wasn't it? But this week, over the past 7 days, we saw the Chicago convention happen, so, well, Chicago Comic-Con, I guess, but it looked awesome. I wasn't able to attend because I live in the UK and I'm going on holiday in like a week, for a week. So I didn't get tickets to go. So, but it looked awesome. And this time, and I don't know if it's the first time, but I don't think I've ever actually noticed it before. Maybe I'm just more Funko focused this time round. I don't know. But this time they were available, the kind of Funko exclusive pops that were like the big headline ones. So, like, there were new One Piece ones, new Naruto ones, Toy Story, all that good stuff. There were new ones, and it's, like, Chicago Convention, Chicago Comic Con exclusive ones. And these were made available on Funko.com and Funko Europe as well. So, mega exciting. So, in the UK, the sales happened at, like, they went live at, like, 2 p.m. So, 1:59, 1:58... I was live, I was sat waiting for the launch to happen, ready to check out as soon as possible. So I managed to pick up Shanks and the Caesar Clown Funko Pops from One Piece. So absolutely super, super, super happy with that. And actually I only had to wait in like an 8 minute queue, which was not bad at all. Like I expected quite a queue, although at first it did say 1 minute and then it went to 8. So I thought I got straight in there, but very good. So super happy about that. I have done unboxings at the time of recording this for the Caesar Clown C2E2 exclusive Funko Pop. Because yes, people, I am an out-of-the-box collector because I pay enough damn money for them, so they will be out of their boxes. So if you want to see what the Caesar Clown Funko Pop looks like, maybe you didn't get a chance to pick it up, maybe you just didn't want it, but still want to see what it looks like, whatever your reason is, go check out on my TikTok and my Instagram. You'll see the unboxings there and photos of the pop, like stills. But yeah, do check those out. But this week, enough about that, because this week it's about a Funko-focused episode. So this week we saw the kind of hint and tease of the new Funko Fusion range of pops and video games. So there's an official Funko Pop video game coming soon. So in this episode, I'm going to dive all about what that means and what it looks like. I'll cover all the details, launch, descriptions, and more. So let's get started. So first off, let's just start off with what the website, the dedicated FunkoFusion.com website, says about the game. Okay, so the game looks great from the first off, but Funko Fusion, it looks like a bit of like a new direction for Funko in general, obviously pop focused, but it says experience a festival of fandom like never before in Funko Fusion. So play through iconic worlds and mash up characters inspired by some of your favorite franchises in an action adventure game with uniquely authentic, irreverent humor from the creative minds of 10 Games. Express your fandom with 60 plus unique playable characters from more than 20 fan favorite franchises, all lovingly created in Funko Pop. So explore incredible worlds inspired by Jurassic World, Back to the Future, Jaws, The Thing, Chucky, Battlestar Galactica, Hot Fuzz, The Umbrella Academy, Masters of the Universe, Invincible, and many more. So that's what the kind of brief description is on the website. Honestly, it sounds great. I can't knock it. I do wish, this being an anime podcast, I do wish there were some anime characters in that mix as well. That would have been really, really great to see either Naruto or Luffy or Jujutsu Kaisen. Just see some of those in there, but there are some great little fandoms in there. There's Jurassic World. That one is the one that I'm probably the most looking forward to as part of this. I think that's such a good kind of brand or franchise to choose, so super excited about that one. But there's also some collectibles, but we'll dive into those in a little bit soon. But this game, it looks, from the trailers and the screenshots, it looks a lot like a Lego game if you played any of the Lego series of games. And there are there's a load of games now for Lego, and I personally love them. I'm not embarrassed to say that I do get stuck on them. I find them really hard. They are so complex and they're such huge games that I do love them, but I do get immediately kind of frustrated at certain points if for whatever reason I just don't get some bits of them. They're so hard sometimes, but they're such good games. I can't knock them. And the Funko Fusion game looks exactly like that with the kind of style of them, I guess. But this time it looks a little bit like if you took a Lego game and made it less about the smashing up the bricks and building of stuff to add a little bit more action in there. So it looks like it looks great, I have to say. I'm trying to put into words, which is great for a podcast, how good this actually looks. It looks very cute at the same time because they're all Funkos. So it's a little bit like seeing your Funkos do stuff, which looks very, very fun. As I say, from the trailer, you can kind of see all the different worlds kind of mingle together. And it looks like they all have their own little zones, but at some point, maybe they mingle up, maybe they mash together. But there's one kind of villain character, which looks to be almost like a Freddy Funko himself, maybe. You can kind of see it on the artwork that he's got the little Freddy Funko crown in the back, but bright, like, purple eyes, kind of hinting at this kind of villain character. So, and he does this kind of, like, voiceover and kind of almost like he wants to take over the Funko worlds kind of thing, kind of vibe. It sounds kind of awesome. It sounds fun. And it's kind of, it'll be interesting to see how all these worlds kind of either if they do intermingle or is it the same storyline across different worlds? Is it one continuous line? Maybe you kind of have to become the characters in their worlds and protect their own unique different worlds so they don't mash up, or do they mash up, and how do they mash up? Who knows? But it's very early doors and it looks awesome. The actual game has so many franchises in there, and a lot of the ones are kind of a mix of classics and absolute fan favorites. So I'm sure at some point this will be a mix of Funko fans and a mix of kind of franchise fans can all come together and enjoy this game, which sounds very good. There's no anime in there, but I feel like this will be the type of game where there'll be so many DLCs or so many kind of character add-ons that you can purchase from the off or later on in the lifespan of the game and be able to kind of add on to your own collection of characters potentially. If you do pre-order on FunkoFusion.com, their own game website, you'll be able to receive two Shaun of the Dead, Rick Grimes and Michonne. I forgot how you say that character's name. Michonne. Don't come for me. Michonne. And two bonus outfits, the leader and traveler outfits for both of these. So you kind of get two bonus characters as soon as you kind of pre-order this game, which is interesting. So I'll be interested to see what other characters or franchises will add to this. Funko Fusion sounds like something that is very open and very... Funko is huge, and it has a thumb in basically, it has a finger in basically every Funko pie. So I'm sure at some point there'll be add-ons for this. But let's have a little break so I can stop rambling about Funko Fusion and their franchises, and we'll dive into the collectibles that will kind of be the cherry on the Funko Fusion cake. If you're a gamer much like me, then why not check out Razer? You can find a bunch of accessories from mouses, keyboards, headsets, mouse mats and more to the bigger stuff like gaming laptops and desktops. Over on the Razer website, link down below, you can shop a whole host of gaming accessories from the Chroma range, which is all colourful, which is my favourite stuff, to more sleek black stuff, including even their own merchandise, clothing, bags and accessories. There's something for everyone. The link is down below for you to check out and shop. So I think we all would have been a little bit disappointed in Funko if they'd not announced some kind of collectible Funko Pop line to help promote and kind of collect alongside playing the Funko Fusion game. And they have done just that so far. We can only see 5 of the range, but I think we should all expect this to be a much bigger line than just 5 pops. I think I'd be disappointed if it was only 5 pops. But however, like I say, this could be a giant new franchise for Funko. So let's take a little look at the 5 that we do have the actual glams of. So at the minute, we have a Megan from the film Megan, the kind of robot movie. But she looks kind of busted up and kind of mid-action, which is very cool. It's a little bit creepy, so we kind of get more of a horror vibe from that Funko. We've then got Nicholas Angel from Hot Fuzz? I think it's Hot Fuzz. And one that is a character that I do not know, and I'm not going to lie, I have scoured the internet trying to find who this one is, and for the life of me, I don't know, so head on to Funko Fusion website and I'm sure you'll be able to find him, and that'll be a surprise for you. But in this one, we've also got He-Man, and that one comes with a Chase variant as well. So more of an 80s throwback kind of Funko Pop. And then my favourite one, which it looks to be a deluxe pop, is an Indominus Rex Funko Pop from Jurassic World, and that also has a Chase variant as well. So I'd be interested to see what these chasers are. From the silhouettes, they look exactly the same. They may just be glow chasers, but the boxes for the actual pops are completely different style-wise to a regular pop. So they have the normal kind of Funko Pop structure of the box, but the actual patterning and kind of logo styling is completely different. So we see the Funko Fusion logo, but the box pattern around the outsides is all purple and kind of electric looking to kind of match with the vibe of the video game. So very cool and nice as a set. Overall, it's a weird set, if I'm honest. It's a bizarre set, but because it is a fusion of different brands and franchises, it is kind of to be expected that it is a bit weird and it is a little bit, I don't know, it is weird. It is very strange, but it is kind of fun. I'd like to see, again, like I've said, I would like to see more of this pop range from more franchises. I think until we get the game and see the entire list, or at least get more reveals, it's hard to pass too much judgment on this entire venture from Funko. I'm more excited about the game than I am the Funko Pops, if I'm honest. But I'm excited to see what the pops could be, or what the range of pops could be in the end. But before we round up, let's dive into some of the release dates, platforms, and more for the game. So the platforms are PC, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, Series S, Nintendo Switch as well. So every single major platform will get this game, and it will release on September 13th. So I always feel like September is the prime release date for a game ready for the holiday Christmas period. So a very exciting and kind of like prime launch date for the game. So super exciting. So again, Funko Fusion is a story-driven, handcrafted third-person action game where you can get to play with some of your favorite characters from across TV, movies, games, and comics. So at the moment, you can pre-order the game physically, like the physical copies of the game, at most retailers, I believe. But you can also pre-order digital copies of the game later on this year. They haven't given an actual date for that, but you can pre-order that digitally elsewhere as well. So if you want to kind of make sure you get it downloaded on release day, so definitely do check that out. But overall, what are your thoughts on Funko Fusion? It looks like a big new venture for Funko, and I'm excited. I think I'm a big gamer. I love playing a new game, and especially one that looks like this, where it's kind of low stakes. It's not stressful. I hope it's not stressful like the Lego games. I'm excited. I think it'd be fun. I think there'll be a lighthearted mix of franchises. I think the only thing will be if I'm playing in a franchise that I just don't care for. I think then I may struggle potentially to kind of really continue it, like He-Man, for example, or The Thing. I may potentially struggle with that area of the game and kind of want to move past it as quickly as I can to get to the areas such as like Megan or Chucky or the Jurassic World areas of the game. I think that's the only bits where I'll potentially lose a little bit of interest. So I'll be interested to see how they combat that, because who is actually a fan of every single franchise on the game's list? You know, there's obviously a wide variety in there, so that'll be interesting to see how they kind of tackle that area. But overall, we've got a long way to wait, so it's quite a few months ahead. But find me on social media, find me on TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. And let me know what your thoughts are on Funko Fusion. If you haven't checked out the trailer, jump onto YouTube or wherever you'll find the trailer on social media and give it a look. I think there's a few clips on there. I think it's two trailers and a few stills of the game as well, so you can kind of see different franchises in action for the gameplay. Definitely check it out. This week's been a very Funko-focused week, so be sure to check out if you are a Funko fan. I do a lot of unboxings, glam photos, all that kind of stuff for my Funko collection over on social media, so be sure to check those out. If you haven't already, please do subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It really does support the show in ways you cannot imagine. I look forward to seeing you over on my socials. Have an awesome week. It looks very sunny where I am. I hope it's sunny where you are. Have a great day and enjoy. Have a fabulous weekend. Goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chilled Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much. From one week to another, thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review, even if it's not great. Please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. Well, bad press is always, what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Oh, that rhymed. So a rating and a review would be great. It really does support the show. So thank you so, so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime-themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime-themed cards, such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick, and efficient. You can shop my anime-themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Just search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.